Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
No.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
From the Bunnings warehouse to the gossip warehouse, Enty in Hollywood. Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, no, we couldn't be in two more polar opposite locations right now. Yeah. We're in Bunnings, Monaco, hardware shop, and you're in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. What I love about it, the black and white of the whole situation.
Exactly. But I'd like to be where you guys are.
It's great. Hey, we're eating a sausage at every store. Would you have a? You wouldn't really have a sausage and bread in America, I imagine. It's more of a sort of a hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, I like sausage and bread. That would be good. I mean, you don't always have to have a hot dog. You could have a sausage. You know, there's other things, like we have the patty sausages rather than a hot dog, and then you could have like that with like biscuits in the morning and gravy and stuff like that.
Well, this is I don't know what your equivalent would be in America of a Bunnings, but this is
Home Depot.
Home Depot. So this is we're basically going around every Bunnings store in New Zealand. They are famous for their sausage sizzles with the barbecue, and we're having a sausage at every single store. NT. Hey, this week Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde, they've called it quits, and I was hoping they were going to get married and hyphenate to Wilde Styles.
Oh, that would have been a good name.
That would have been a great name, but they've decided to take a break from dating. NT.
How come nobody else in the world has picked up Wilde Style?
That would be a great hyphenation, Steve. It's almost get back together, guys, just for that.
We would have had Bennifer and Brangelina and all this kind of stuff. How come nobody ever said Wilde Style? That was the name of the band, and Bill and Ted was Wilde Stallion, so it kind of just kind of goes like that. Yeah, they split, and I think that everybody could see it coming. I mean, I talked about it before. I said that once the movie on all the press had been done, then really what are they together for? It seemed very forced towards the end. Just, I don't think anybody's really all that surprised. I think the only people happy, at least in America, are Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster, because all anybody could talk about was Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster not being able to get tickets and not being able to get tickets. And then all of a sudden, Olivia and Harry announced their split, and nobody talked about it anymore.
Ben, you've also taken a break from dating too, thanks to your niggly marriage. Hopefully you'll get back out there one day.
Yeah.
But what does take a break from dating mean? Does that mean that, do we set a calendar appointment, they're going to get back together, or it's over?
Oh, it's over. That's just publicity speak. That's like canoodling. That's, you know, their schedules were just too busy. They couldn't make things work with their, you know, just whatever the most innocuous kind of thing that you can come up with, where neither party is offended.
Hey, now, Football World Cup, I don't know how big it is in America, but Budweiser being told they can't sell their product in the stadiums in Qatar. Is it big news in America?
It's big news in the sense that I, you know, was paying attention to it, and I think a lot of people are, and I think that they really got screwed over. I think that what you're seeing here is you're seeing, okay, which celebrities are willing to forego a paycheck for not being in Qatar? Right? Rod Stewart? No. Shakira? No. Nicki Minaj? Absolutely. Give me all that money. David Beckham? How much can you even give me? You know? So you see which celebrities care, which celebrities don't. And then, you know, with the Budweiser thing, what was it, 48 hours before? So you've set everything up. Everything's ready to go. And then they say, no, you can't set it up at the stadium. Sorry, you're out of luck. But I guarantee you this, that Budweiser is not going to pay as much money as they did before. FIFA is going to have to do something, because Budweiser is their biggest sponsor.
Well, hopefully Budweiser, the international beer conglomerate, will recover from this. But, you know, they are on offer. They've got the zero beers on offer in the stadium, but that's about as satisfying as eating a vegetarian sausage. Yeah. I don't know what the point is.
Yeah.
Hey, Enty, great to catch up with you this morning, mate. You go and look after Hollywood. We'll look after these sausages, and we'll speak next week, my friend.
All right, take care.